Guys.
Good morning, Coach Frazier. How are you doing?
Well, doing well.
Hi, this is David Monroe from Panthers.com. Are you ready to play football again after your trip to London in a bye week?
Yes, we are. We're glad to be home and looking forward to getting back on the football field.
What was the most difficult thing about coming back from London? Was it having to readjust to the time change?
That was probably the most challenging part. I found myself waking up at 3, 4 in the morning and wondering why. You know, I'm so glad we didn't have a game to play when we came back. It would have been quite an adjustment. So, but now we're back on a normal clock, so it's much better.
Coach Jonathan Jones with the Charlotte Observer. What have you seen from Carolina in tape this past, I guess, week and a half?
I see that their special teams is much improved. I think the addition of Ted Ginn has definitely helped. And their punter, Brian, he's doing a very good job. We had a chance to work with him down at the Senior Bowl a few years ago. Their special teams are much improved. Offensively, the mistakes have hurt them, but they can run the ball with anybody in our league. Quarterback is a dynamic guy. They've got an excellent receiver in Steve, and the tight end is playing well. And I think the offensive line has done a good job as well. It's just, you know, they've had some moments where they couldn't finish drives, but they're moving the football on everybody that they play.
Coach, you and Ron obviously have some history. What has your relationship with Ron been like over these last couple of years since you both became head coaches?
You know, we talk almost once a week. We probably won't talk this week on the phone, but our friendship goes way, way back to our playing days, being teammates. So, and then we coached together in Philadelphia for a number of years. So we, you know, we stay in touch. We talk all the time. Our wives are friends, and you know, he's a good friend. Good friend.
When you have a guy like Adrian Peterson, obviously, every team has a weapon or two or three on their squad. Not every team has the best running back of what many would call a generation on their team. What's it like to have that type of weapon on your offense?
Oh, it's a luxury. You're right. I mean, a lot of teams don't have a guy like an Adrian on their team. He is so unique in what he does. You know, a lot of teams don't emphasize the run the way we do, and it's because of how special he is as a player. So it's something that I'm hoping that everybody that gets a chance to see him play, they realize that you're seeing something that may not come along, you know, very often. A guy with his speed, his quickness, his power is unique.
How much more motivated was he after this year, just coming so close to breaking that record? Have you seen any more motivation from him this year?
You know, he's always a self-motivated guy. He always wants to be the best, best running back ever. And I don't know if it's any more motivation than what's always been there. He's always working hard to be the best.
I know that obviously you guys signed Josh recently. What is the plan at quarterback going into Sunday?
Well, between Kristen Ponder and Matt Castle, one of those two guys will start the game for us. We're going to see how Kristen does this week, coming back from the rib injury, and then we'll make a determination as the week goes on.
Would it be possible to see Josh play at some point on Sunday?
No, he won't play this Sunday.
Are you guys going to lean on him at all for just because of his knowledge of the Panthers, having played this team twice for the past 4 years or so?
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely, you know, pick his brain a little bit and just see if he can give us anything that might be able to help us for sure.
We, over here at Carolina, we have the privilege of talking to Ryan Khalil, and obviously a very thoughtful guy and obviously a very good football player. Is Matt basically in that same vein up there?
Yeah, I mean, they're similar in that respect. Matt is a student of the game. He's a hard worker, you know, very good football player, just like his brother. I mean, he's outstanding as a left tackle. But yeah, he's one of those guys who's intellectual in his approach to the game, but you know, he's very physical on the football field as well.
Hey, Coach, this is Max Henson from Panthers.com. You spoke a little bit about Adrian before. The front seven he's going up against this week has been pretty good at stopping the run all season. The Panthers ranked third in total defense in the league. You suspect that he'll have a pretty tough challenge this week going against that front and this defense as a whole?
I do. I mean, Mac, I think their defense is playing very well. You know, you look at the numbers across the board, they're doing a great job. So it'll be a challenge for us to be able to establish the run and have the type of performance that we need. But, you know, it's a challenge for us, but it's one that we're all looking forward to.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, guys.